Looking up from underneath, fractured moonlight on the sea. Reflections still look the same to me as before I went under. And it's peaceful in the deep cathedral where you cannot breathe. No need to pray, no need to speak. Now I'm under.
Good morning, my beautiful, lovely listeners from the ether. This is Diego Davila Gil on WMF. This is Diego Davila Gil on Bread and Butter, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's me by myself again, and I know you're all happy to see me. In all honesty, training Naya was a good time. I don't know when her show is, but I hope it's at a time that I can listen, because I thought she had a really, really good taste in music. And so I want to listen to it. Support your local DJs, folks. I want to get right into it because I've got a plan for today. As you might remember from last week, I played Pushing It Down and Praying by Lizzie McAlpine. She released it to tease her deluxe out version of Older. Now, if you know me, you know that Older by Lizzie McAlpine is a fundamental brain chemistry changing album to me. And so this deluxe version, in fact, wrinkled my brain just a little bit more. And so, like I did last year, which no one remembers because I have no fans, I'm going to do an album review. And what an album review means is that I'm going to play the 5 tracks that she released on her deluxe album. And then I'm going to play, I think today is just one song that I think relates to her, to each track. So I'll play one Lizzie McAlpine song that relates, and then keep going. And they can relate in all varieties of ways. I'll describe them as I'm going. And so this first song, I'll tell you the title later once I play it, but this first song actually grew on me really fast. It's a demo, so it's very, not, the word isn't rustic, but I'll use the word rustic. And so I picked it because the title reminded me of a specific line in a Boy Genius song. And so I listened to the Boy Genius song because at first I just latched onto the words being the same. But I feel that the Boy Genius song presents a really accurate idea of the other perspective of the song. So what I'm hoping you'll hear is that Lizzie's song is talking to somebody. It's a very direct you in the song. And cool about it, sorry, spoiler, and Boy Genius, their song really comes to the perspective of that you. And though they connect in, I'll just say, I'm going to announce it in a second. They'll connect in the use of the phrase method acting. I still think that there is deeper connection, even if that line wasn't there, because of the themes presented. So, to start, this is Method Acting Demo by Lizzie McAlpine, and it will then be followed by Cool About It by Boy Genius.
Coming. I don't know how we got here, but it's tearing me apart.
Met you at the dive bar to go shoot some pool, make fun of the cowboys with the neck tattoos, ask you easy questions about work and school, I'm trying to be cool about it, feeling an absolute fool about it, wishing you were kind enough to be cruel about it, telling myself I can always do without it, knowing that it probably isn't true.
I came prepared for absolution if you'd only so I take some offense when you say no regrets. I remember it's impossible to pass your test, but I'm trying to forget about it, feeling like I'm breaking a sweat about it, wishing you would kindly get out of my head about it. One day I'll forget about it, knowing that it probably isn't true.
Once I took your medication to know what it's like, now I have to act like I can't read your mind. Ask you how you're doing and I let you lie, but we don't have to talk about it, I can walk you home and practice method acting, I'll pretend being with you doesn't feel like drowning, telling you it's nice to see how good you're doing, even though you know it isn't true.
So, I hope you all picked up on what I was saying. There we go, sorry. I was waiting for it to bear. I hope you all picked up on my points about those two songs. And, in fact, as I was listening again, I find that it has a really, how do I put this? In Cool About It, it's very clear that the song discusses loving someone who might have mental health issues or, like, even addiction issues, something like that. And that while they can feel like a burden to love or even just require more attention than someone else would, that Boy Genius still cares about them. And I think if you go to the other side and use Method Acting Demo, there's obviously guilt in that song, guilt about thinking you are almost like hurting the person you're in love with by letting them love you because you're just so flawed and whatever. And I've actually recently had a discussion with a friend who felt like that. But I came to this conclusion that it's something certain people's brains do where they are convinced that to be like inconvenient or weak is bad, right? That if we show anything negative or something that's not easy to love, people will love us less. And I learned that night with that friend that that is just not true. That to be inconvenient is to be easier to love. It's to be real. See, humans love real things. We like movies that we can envision ourselves in. We like books that we can see ourselves acting out. We like reality. And so when humans themselves are flawed in their relationships to each other and in the ways that they are interacting with one another, when those there are flaws there, it makes people real to each other. And like I said, we love real. But enough about that song. We're now moving to another song where she feels guilty. So this next song, I'll just announce the two. So we'll be hearing Pushing It Down and Praying by Lizzie McAlpine, which if you're thinking, Diego, you played that last week. What's happening? Keep that to yourself. But yeah, we're playing Pushing It Down and Praying. And then I'm following that by I Love You, I'm Sorry by Gracie Abrams. And I know what you're all thinking, because I'm thinking the same thing. If she had dropped that studio version where she specifically sang those background vocals where she goes up on that last, on that one note, I would be playing that. But it's not here. So we've got the studio version. But Pushing It Down and Praying, which you'll hear about, has, again, themes of guilt about being with someone and still thinking about your ex, whoever you were with before. And how that affects the current relationship, and not telling the person you're with. I feel that a lot of the songs on Lizzie's new album, or at least the deluxe songs, they have these themes of guilt, and also guilt via non-communication, or telling someone too late. You'll hear that later, but like method acting is about just like letting someone silently suffer. Pushing It Down and Praying, you're literally pushing it down, not saying anything. But maybe we'll see if those themes carry out for the rest of the hour. But yeah, Pushing It Down and Praying presents these perspectives of thinking about your ex while you're with someone you're currently with. And so I chose I Love You, I'm Sorry, mostly because I've been listening to it, but I found that it fit well into what Lizzie would say to the ex that she's thinking about. Because it's clear that they're done, they're apart, but she still loves them. And in fact, perhaps the I'm sorry and I love you, I'm sorry isn't just referring to her ex that she still loves, but the current person she's with that she can also love. So tell me your thoughts and let's see how these two play out. This is Pushing It Down and Praying by Lizzie McAlpine, followed by I Love You, I'm Sorry by Gracie Abrams.
Inside of me, I love him, kiss his mouth, praying he can't see what I see. When I close my eyes, you replace him. I'm in bed, laying down, naked.
kiss his mouth, saying, oh yeah, baby, touch and touch and touch and touch me. I wanna feel guilty. I wanna feel that it's wrong. It's only a question if somebody brings it up. So I'm pushing it down and praying he won't see it when I come. I'm pushing it down and praying.
Ago, I told the truth, oh, but you didn't like it. You went home. You're in your Benz, I'm by the gate. Now you go alone, charm all the people you train for. You mean well, but aim low, and I'll make it known like I'm getting paid. That's just the way life goes. I like to slam doors closed. Trust me, I know it's always about me. I love you, I'm sorry. 2 summers from now, we'll have been talking, but not all that often. We're cool now. I'll be on a boat. Sounds, I loved you first. I was a dick, it is what it is. I happen to kick the age-old curse. I tend to laugh whenever I'm sad. I stare at the crash, it actually works. Making amends, the shit never ends. I'm wrong again, wrong again. The way life goes, joy riding down our road, lay on the horn to prove that it haunts me.
Sorry, I didn't realize I Love You, I'm Sorry was so short. That was Lizzie McAlpine, Pushing It Down and Praying, and Gracie Abrams' I Love You, I'm Sorry. And I mean, I feel pretty spot on, honestly. I think that's a really, I think those are two songs that pair well together. And, you know, I Love You, I'm Sorry almost feels like if Lizzie's character in Pushing It Down and Praying were to confront their ex about how they feel. And don't do that, folks, by the way. Your exes are usually exes for a reason. So let's not go back. Don't work out really well. Anyways. I guess I'll talk a little bit. I don't know. I mean, I wanted to talk more about Pushing It Down and Praying, but I feel like I kind of hit the nail on the head. I kind of ate. Sorry. So I guess we'll move on. These next two Lizzie songs, but we'll address the second later. This next Lizzie song was released on TikTok. Just a snippet. Was just her with her guitar on TikTok, and I latched in, you guys. My claws were in there, and I never let go. Because it connected to a very real thing, I think, in everybody's life, but I'll just talk about mine, where, like, everyone wants some sort of, like, fairy tale love for a little bit, right? But I think you eventually get to a point where, sorry, let me move this mic closer. I think you get to a point where people want, like, sorry, I don't mean to sound housewifey, but people want domestic love, ugh. Like, people want the kind of love that, and it'll be cliche, because it is cliche, we want the kind of love that makes being in the kitchen with them for dinner fun. It makes doing laundry with them fun. And, you know, I use fun, and it's not like, oh, exhilarating, and it makes your adrenaline pump or some shit. It can, but it's just the fact that being with this person makes you feel good. And I'm going to be real vulnerable at the show, because no one ever watches this. There is someone currently. There's a lot of people who make my life fun, who I just spend time with, and they make me happy. But there is a specific person who recently I've been hanging out with a lot more, and we're just friends, do not get it twisted, who I've been hanging out with a lot more. And it's just because I haven't been friends with them for a while. Like, this is a new friend. But they really just make being with them is fun. Like, I enjoy talking to them. I enjoy being with them. And it's strange because we're not even that similar of people. But that's not really the point. You don't have to be similar to the people that you love or the people that make life fun. And so, back to Lizzie McAlpine. I say this because this next song, Soccer Practice, is really about that. It's about fantasizing about having this domestic life and what it would have been like to live out the rest of your life with this person, which is what we all want. We all want that love that survives till the rest of our lives. But because it's Lizzie and it's sad, it doesn't work. So it's about pretending that it worked. And so I paired this with Mudroom by Tiny Habits. If Tiny Habits sounds familiar to you, well, there's two reasons. First of all, I play them because they're incredibly talented, and they all study at the Berklee College of Music, and so they're all, like, Bostonians like we are. But it also might sound familiar because Tiny Habits was in Lizzie McAlpine's Tiny Desk, like the NPR Tiny Desk. And that's when I first heard of them, because just the way that they sing together is incredible, you guys. The way that they're capable of... It's not capable. Everyone's capable of singing these notes, but they just... They really blend so well together to create not three distinct notes, but, like, one chord, if that makes sense. But so I included their song Mudroom because it talks about how a person is that. There's a specific chorus, or, well, there is the chorus, where they talk about how this person represents, you know, warm dinners on winter nights and just this promise of, like, a life together. And so I thought these two songs would pair well together, especially because I've been doing, like, sad Lizzie McAlpine song and then, like, also low-key not sad but just not happy other song. So I think this will be nice. So again, this is Soccer Practice by Lizzie McAlpine, followed by Mudroom by Tiny Habits. Before that, though, we've got a PSA. autumn outdoor exercise. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is a perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Once again, this is Soccer Practice by Lizzie McAlpine and Mudroom by Tiny Habits.
You pick up the kids from soccer practice. I wait in line at the grocery store. You sing them to sleep. What else do we need? You're always sober, I'm always sure. We could have had it, but then again, we never could have done it. I was weaker then. I hate to say it, I know it's true. I'm waiting for someone who will make me say no to you. Over and over, I let you down. Something about you I can't get out. And no one is watching, but still I can't fall. My body won't let me, I'm not here at all. We could have had it, but then again, we never could have done it. I was weaker then, I hate to say.
Porch swing at a sunrise in a backyard. with my boots wet in the mud room. I'm not sure yet if I'm alright, if I'm ready to go inside. Was a shipwreck. When you drown once, it's scary to swim again.
But I see the warmth inside you, kitchen towels and Christmas lights, you're what I need. I think that scares me, so I'm waiting in the mud room.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I personally really enjoyed that, those two songs together. But I was wrong. Mudroom was not a super happy song. I guess Mudroom really reflected the fear of finding someone who is those, you know, warm kitchen nights and that forever love. Oh, sound like The Bachelor. But I think it still connects well to soccer practice, because I can imagine a world where you have your soccer practice experience where, like Lizzie said, I'm waiting for someone to help me say no to you, I think. I'm waiting for someone who will make me say no to you, right? That. I can imagine a story where you have that soccer practice experience and then you find that person who makes you say no to the soccer practice. And then once you found this person, you think you're set. I have this person who makes doing laundry together fun. Very, very everything everywhere all at once coded. So it makes doing laundry together fun. But Mudroom presents this new perspective that you might have when that happens, of like fear of what if it's not, like, I've been looking for someone that will give me this, but perhaps it's not the other person that's the issue. It's me. I'm the one who's not capable of having it. And that can be really scary. So, in checking the time, Arsha Loki, get a move on. So, we're going to keep going. But I encourage you guys to listen to Soccer Practice and Mudroom Together again and think about it. Because we all deserve that kind of love that makes laundry fun. And though I'm sure people listening haven't gotten it yet, I haven't gotten it yet. I think we've come close. And I think every time we get closer and closer. So this next Lizzie McAlpine song was the hardest to match, but I'll get into that. It also grew on me so fast. I thought it wasn't that good, and then like I listened to it a little bit deeper, and I thought it was amazing. But once again, it's called Force of Nature. Once again, we see themes of guilt, of being partially responsible for the damage that occurs and the hurt that occurs. And there's a repeating part in Lizzie's song, so I originally picked a song that had another repeating part. I picked Please Stay by Lucy Dacus, but the themes are just not at all similar. They just have one repeating thing that they share, like a section that repeats. So I actually chose a song that's very different in vibes. It is Nothing Matters by The Last Dinner Party, because I found that it's almost like an alternate perspective on what Lizzie says. I'm going to be so real. This is probably my weakest pairing, just because Lizzie's song is, at least I haven't heard many songs that think about the topics she talks about and in the way that she does. So I'm going to stop yapping because I only have 17 minutes left and I've got a lot of songs to play. Well, I've got like a few songs to play and discussion, but I don't know. Listen to these two songs. Tell me if they sound like they're saying similar things or you can see them be related. And if they can't, it's okay. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to be perfect. Okay. This is Force of Nature by Lizzie McAlpine, followed by Nothing Matters by The Last Dinner Party.
Who am I if not your lover? Force of nature, big fish on a line. Who are you if all you want is time. Face to face, a hand to God. What I want has never been this hard. I know I had a hand in the falling of the sword, the crashing of the car. No one could stop it. I know when you go out, you wanna hear my name. You wanna take the blame, it's automatic. But nobody knows better. Surprise seeing your face there in the doorway. You are exactly the past. I don't want to drag up all the things that we were, all the things that we never got a chance. is this, if not the ending? See me off with grace and let it go. Who are you now that you're all alone?
I have my sentence now, at last I know just how you felt. Dig my fingers in, expecting more than just the skin. Cause we're a lot alike in fever, like a motorbike, a sailor and a nightingale dancing in convertibles. And you can hold me like he held her.
Not gonna lie, I didn't eat, and so I got little to say. But okay, this next one is our last Lizzie McAlpine song and pairing. It is starting a trend on TikTok right now about telling the people around you that you love them, basically, because it's really just a song about how the people who are there for you always, you'll be there for them always, and so you'll be together always. And so I paired it with a Billie Eilish song, which is very similar in theming, and you're gonna know which one it is. But I guess it's a really nice conclusion to tonight, or the morning. Yeah, sorry, it's 5 a.m. Tell people around them that you care about them, and if you don't think you can say that, really reflect on what that means about how you feel about this person. And if you do think you can say that, but there's just something keeping you from it, you gotta be honest. I've learned in my X amount of years of life that it's always easier to say something than do something. But it's not necessarily easier to say you will tell somebody something than telling them. And so what I've learned in my making of friendships, losing of friendships, and helping others with their problems with the relationships is that it's always, 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 always about communication. It's about being able to tell somebody what you feel and how you feel it. And so, and it sucks because that often comes up in bad context, that you didn't tell someone that you were feeling such a way and then you blew up at them, or you can't tell someone this because they'll love you less, or they'll know you worse, or they'll think you're worse or a worse person. But we've had a lot of sad stuff today. I've thought about some more serious things in my life and things of that nature. So I just want to end with something light. So when both songs play, I want you to listen to the lyrics and just think about who they make you think about. Hopefully it's someone that makes you feel warm and maybe makes you feel like those warm kitchen nights. Or maybe it doesn't. Maybe it makes you feel like when you're 11 and you fall asleep watching a movie together as family and you're being carried back to your bed. Maybe not 11, maybe younger, but the point is, find the people who make your life fun and try not to let go of them. And that doesn't mean force them to stay with you, but try not to let go of them. So, this is Spring Into Summer by Lizzie McAlpine, followed by Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. It is almost 5:55, so I have to say, this has been, and this will continue to be, DJ DDG on Bread and Butter, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tell someone you love them today.
Stay. Summer is falling, it's a distant dream. If I turn around, you're running back to me. Thank you.